motion?
Can you clarify the motion, please? Do you want me to do it? Move, the motion was to appoint the current assistant road and bridge administrator to be the, which will be the road and bridge administrator immediately upon the retirement of Randy Hayes to the Planning and Zoning Board effective 4/10/18.
It sounds to me like we're saying two things. We're appointing to Planning and Zoning and also appointing as road and bridge administrator at a certain effective date. So I see that as two.
It's his title.
Well, it's right now it's not.
Okay, I'm going to rescind my motion. Would you mind rescinding your second so I can rescind my motion?
I'll rescind my second.
Rescind my motion. Go ahead and make a motion, Ms. Wyatt.
I just want to be sure that in the future that it's, when we go back and look at it, that it's understanding. Make the motion to appoint Devin Hive, the Assistant Road and Bridge Administrator, to replace Randy Hayes, our Road and Bridge Administrator, effective April 10, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
So when he becomes a road and bridge administrator, will we need to make a motion to?
We had to do that for, Randy served as assistant for years, and then.
No, once Devin's appointed the administrator, he's the automatic person on the board.
Yes.
Yes.
On the board.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On the board.
Mm-hmm. And Randy served in that position for many years.
As the interim, when he became the actual road and bridge administrator, we never made the motion to put him on the board.
No, because
it doesn't matter. I'm just
okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appointment to the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board.
Is there anybody here to speak on that? Randy's also resigning from that due to retirement. Randy, you know when that meeting is or when we need to appoint? We just had one, didn't we?
Transportation Board meeting will be in May.
You've already attended your last one?
Yeah. I'll be on vacation in May.
So we need to go ahead and appoint Devin as of now?
Correct.
Move to appoint Devin Huff to the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board effective 4/9/18.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Randy, you need to fill out the application to serve on?
No, I still need to do that.
Okay.
I mean, there's going to be a position.
We're in the middle of a vote, guys.
Right.
So we're in the middle of a vote.
My mistake. I gave a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I already voted aye.
All right. Motion carries. Discussion on early retirement. That's on the medical. I think we need to table that for another week. We're waiting on a response back from the attorney on a 2%. Is that correct?
This was received this week.
Okay.
Does not contain information regarding the 2%.
I told the attorney was in court Thursday and Friday and couldn't get back to the one issue that we needed.
That's correct, and he emailed us on the weekend.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Does response in number one answer the question to the 2% administrative fee by saying that it's 0% contribution from the employer? I'm
I don't think it does.
That's also, what I was, go ahead.
It presents another question. I think we need to find out first. It says evaluating the additional risk. We need to find out if there's one, so the employees would have to know what that rate is. The assumption was it would be the same. So I think we still need to have clarification on that. It says, category insured with a factor into Cox underwriting process and evaluating the additional risk. I thought that's what we were getting clarification on it in the a convenience fee. Am I missing something here? Does that address that?
No, Commissioner Wyatt, I don't believe all the questions have been answered yet.
Okay. Is it the commission's understanding? Is that what, that's what we need to know?
Yeah. Okay. And like you said, does that put them in their own, that lapse portion where it says that their category of insurers, is that, does that give them their own, essentially their own policy? So it would be two separate policies? So then they'd be their own risk as opposed to a combined risk with the entire?
I believe that's right. I think that's what I understood.
I thought the reason was to be that they had had the separate, so and they so that you could have the convenience fee and they all be treated the same that was in that risk, that was in that
right.
group. That was my understanding. It was to, the only reason for the separate designated was so that everyone had to be treated the same. For an employee, the county is paying the employee's insurance and so forth, and on the other one.
But would it be
that
grouped into the same would it be
well.
Grouped into the same pricing? Or would it be a separate pricing?
That was my understanding,
okay.
But we need clarification on that, the way this is in my opinion.
You guys want to discuss anything else on it or you just want to move to table?
Move to table and hopefully until next week. Move to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Did you say aye?
Sorry, guys. Aye. I know you guys are waiting on it.
Motion carries.
Wheels move slow sometimes.
Amended agreement between the White River Historical Society Incorporated and Taney County. I have a letter dated April 2nd from Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the amended agreement. He approves the amended agreement as to form.
So it removes it, but does it turn around and give any other? Okay. Move to approve the amended agreement by and between White River Valley Historical Society in Taney County, Missouri.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We might note that one of the office holders, I'm assuming it's their discretionary funds that they've decided to pass through, and the only way to get it, they've kind of earmarked it, and they've requested that it be earmarked for the Historical Society. So that's why there's an amendment to the agreement. It's additional funds that they have.
Okay. University of Missouri Extension update.
Did
So, I'm glad it's not snowing this morning. So, let's see, with 4-H, we had a lot of, in March, a lot of big events. We had the Buchanan Elementary STEAM Night, Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. So we had a lot of our 4-H'ers who are old enough to actually run some of the events, like Wildlife ID, Monarch Migration, and I did things like carrot chimes. We actually coded carrots to act like chimes. So we hooked them up to the computers and coded it with a scratch coding. And when kids touched carrots, you know, there was actually an electrical connection and it actually chimed. And a banana piano. So, you know, we were teaching coding and everything kind of a fun way. And it was an artsy sort of thing, too. So kids really liked that. So the Taney County Career Days, too, that was a really great thing that we do in Taney County that we can reach out to all the high schoolers in Branson, Forsyth, and Hollister, kind of talk to them about their future careers, where they want to go to school. So I teamed up with the city of Forsyth. We had a booth. We worked with the fire department of Forsyth as well. We talked about thermal imaging, how we use thermal imaging. So that was fun, too.
May I ask what age group that is?
It depended on the high school, but I'm trying to think back. I think at Hollister, we might have started with freshmen to seniors, but it was all high school. So Forsyth, that might have been it might have been just sophomores to seniors at Forsyth, but at least it was, you know, freshman to senior usually. So, you know, usually I don't get to work with those upper ages as much. Usually I work with the younger ages, because that is a good age to work with, because I'm usually trying to get them at that middle school age to kind of say, here's some, kind of go over those barriers, break those barriers, and say, you know, you are good at math, you are good at engineering. So some kids go just with a paper airplane. I can't build a paper airplane. That's too tough. And, you know, I think I've talked to you about that before. You know, you just do it, you try it, and you do it again. That's all an engineer does. You don't have to be this super great genius. So a rocket scientist had to start somewhere. So you start with them at that third grade, fourth grade, and you realize, or they realize, that it's just a simple process of doing, trying it, and doing it again, and it's a really simple thing to do. And when they kind of overcome that fear, by the time that they're a senior, they realize they can go into the school of engineering, that they're good at math, that they're good at science. So I do work with those younger kids. That's what I'll be doing today in the next 3 days with big programs. The farm-to-school program is another unique program that we're doing. I'm not really the one in charge of it. Amy Patillo and Pam Dutzman are. But I did help with the farm-to-school training. Actually, Will Knuckles covered for me because I had to be out. But that was a really unique one, too. So that's a USDA grant that Amy Patillo and Pam Dutzman received. And it's really working with local farmers, local producers, to try to get food locally into the schools and actually get the garden at the schools and get the kids to eat from that local garden. So you also have Sandra's report, or business consultants' reports. You see Amy Patillo's report. We talked about farm to school. They have two pilot programs, one at Hollister, one at Springfield Catholic. You have Tim Schnockenberg's report. I'd like to